I really feel that Junk is an inspired title, he wrote to A.A. Wynn, the publisher, that April. It's funny, it's straightforward, original, and yet very typical of Junkie's talk and characteristic of author. I think it would be a real sad mistake to change and advise against it. Why was his advice and Burroughs' choice ignored? According to Carl Solomon, who had acquired the book for Ace, it was because they thought it would give the impression the book was junk. These anecdotes tell us a good deal about Burroughs' situation as a first-time novelist, and they hint at the larger story of writing and publishing in that particular era, but their interest doesn't stop there. Almost 25 years later, the title would change once again, this time to Junkie, for the unexpurgated and expanded Penguin edition that has been in print since 1977. Burroughs authorized the changes made for that edition, but there was still one decision taken out of his hands. In August 1976, he wrote his agent, Peter Matson, "I would suggest that the title of this new edition be Junk rather than Junkie. Junk was the original title which I gave the book, and this was changed by A.A. Wynn for reasons unknown to me." The next month, Matson reported the verdict of Penguin's editor. "Dick Seaver likes Junkie, thinking that, without the Y, it sounds too much like garbage, if you'll excuse the expression." Taken together, what do these identical behind-the-scenes anecdotes about a title add up to? From an editor's point of view, they make visible the sheer contingency of Burroughs' novel, the part played in it by chance events or the decisions of others, only some of which can never be known. From a critical point of view, they offer a different kind of warning about the facts, since interpretations of literature are typically based on silent assumptions that may well turn out to be false. In their different ways, Ginsberg, A.A. Wynn, and Richard Seaver all knew that a book called Junk means something quite different to one called Junkie. And more generally, these anecdotes give an absolutely material dimension to the truism that we never read the same novel twice. Every book changes to some extent over time and in new contexts. But Burroughs' first novel has changed literally again and again in name and in content. You might think that the author's own wishes should finally be respected now, albeit posthumously, and this new edition should be given the title Junk. However, publishing remains as bound by pragmatic concerns today as it was 25 or 50 years ago, and the fact is that, in the end, the sales department is right. In bookstores, people will still go on asking for Junkie. But in scholarly circles, too, another change would only mean one more confusion because, over time, the familiar title has accrued a body of meanings, a certain weight, a particular status. For better or worse, Junkie is canonical now. And so it has been left to the subtitle, the definitive text of Junk, to indicate that this text represents the last stage in a 50-year history. The aim of this edition, then, is to clarify and settle that history, and to do so by going back to Burroughs' original manuscripts, to fully restore the original text, if not his original choice of its title.